How far is too far in violent video games? We asked the experts how games get made. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The annual Game Developers Conference starts today in San Francisco. It's a huge event for the video game industry, and this year there's more scrutiny around violence. After the shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida in February, President Trump called the game industry to the White House and suggested that violence in video games could be responsible for real-world violence. Research has shown that there is not that connection, and a study released Friday once again found no link between violent games and violent behavior. To find out how game developers are thinking about this issue in their work, I spoke to Kate Edwards, executive director of Take This and the former executive director of the International Game Developers Association.
When they're going through that process of making those decisions, I think a lot of people think that they just gratuitously believe like, oh, we'll just throw in some blood there and throw in some here and, you know, kind of gross it up a bit. And it's like, no, that's not really what happens. I mean, it really does come down to serving the game design and the narrative. And so in some cases, having more realistic violence and having more realistic acts serves the narrative of the particular world that the game creators have made. And in other cases, it just doesn't matter because there might be violent acts like, you know, killing an animal that you could feed off of or something like that, but you're not going to see, you know, like explicit gore or anything like that because it's just, there's no point. It's not really what the game is about.
And can you give me some examples of things that are absolutely left out? I mean, I know there's obviously ratings and there's things like that, but can you think of anything specific that you've ever seen a developer say, okay, we can't do that?
So, for example, I worked on a lot of the Dead Rising games that have come out over the last several years. And those games, you're committing, you know, pretty violent acts against zombies. You're killing these zombies, these creatures that are certainly human-looking. And in those particular game series, one of the features of that of the series is kind of the graphic nature at which you destroy the zombies. And so some of the acts that were committed, there were a couple times where we just felt that the nature of what you're seeing was just too much.
And how is the industry receiving this round of rhetoric and conversation from the White House and sort of renewed conversation about violence in video games?
Well, I think in general, the industry is having another eye-rolling moment. A lot of people are like, the reactions that I hear in a lot of developer communities, both in the U.S. and in Europe and other places, is kind of this, like, really? Again, we're still talking about this? But there are a lot of discussions around it. There's a lot of, I think, frustration around it. When I see the photo of, like, the ESA and the ESRB meeting with President Trump, I basically view that as a complete failure on the part of the game industry. We have lost control of the public narrative, and I'm not sure we ever really had it, to be honest. And when I see the fact that we have to keep explaining and re-explaining what we do and what our craft means and all of these kind of different issues, that's us not doing a good enough job helping reach out to the public.
Yeah. What does that message look like, do you think? What would an effective message look like?
I think to me, a lot of it has to come from the developers themselves. And I often challenge them and say, well, when's the last time you actually called up your local representative and invited them to your studio and showed them how games get made and walked them through how decisions around these kind of issues get made and allow them to ask those challenging questions about, you know, like, why did you do it that way? Or why does that violent act occur? And what was your thought process behind it? I think those are really important forms of outreach to kind of open up the black box of game development and help people understand the intent behind decisions that get made.
That's Kate Edwards, the executive director of Take This. That German study out Friday on games and violent behavior only studied behavior in adults. Its authors did call for more specific research on games and their effects on children. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.